Good morning, church family. It's been a blessed Sabbath so far, and we are in for a treat here in a couple minutes. Last night, Mary Grace gave a concert in Fairbury, and tonight she's giving a concert in Hastings. But this morning, we have the honor of having Mary Grace here at Piedmont to share her music and testimony. Mary Grace was born with the absence of her right forearm, and her right leg is 8 inches shorter than her left leg. But she didn't let that stop her from learning piano, graduating from college, and sharing Christ with others. She has played on 3ABN in a general conference worship session and has been featured in the Adventist Review and other Christian magazines. As we will soon see, she plays with a fluid manual dexterity expected from pianos with two hands as she conquers scales, chords, and arpeggios with emotion and interpretive flair. I believe you will be inspired by her music and testimony this morning as she shares the unconditional love and acceptance she has found in the Lord. During her program, as was mentioned before, we will take up a love offering for the ministries that she supports, and she'll tell us more about those in her program. Mary Grace, we welcome you to Piedmont this morning, and we look forward to hearing you play.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath. I am so blessed to be here with you today, and thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor and a blessing, and I am so glad too that my American mom, Riva, who started the ministries that I'm involved in, is here with me right now. And before I share my testimony, I would like to read a Bible text which is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 13 through 18, and it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would number the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." And as you can see, I was born with physical limitations, and it was really very hard growing up. I had to wear a heavy platform shoe wherever I walk. Otherwise, I would limp. And I remember growing up, I did not have any friends. I had nobody to talk to. Some of my immediate family members had a difficult time accepting the fact that I was born this way. So as a little child, I didn't know any better. I didn't know what to do. I felt so unloved, so uncared for. I felt so all alone. I had nobody to talk to. I remember every time I go home from school, I would run directly into my bedroom and cry myself to sleep. It came to the point where I questioned God, what did I do so wrong to deserve being born like this? But later on, though, I realized that God indeed created me this way because He has a very special purpose for my life. I started taking piano lessons when I was 6 years old, and my maternal grandmother had to go through three piano teachers before she was able to find one who was willing to take me. She actually made a bargain with a fourth teacher by telling her, "Why don't we do this? You teach Mary Grace even with her left hand only, and I'll pay for the price of both hands." So the first few months, I remember I just played using my left hand. I modified the pieces that I play. My stop plays the melody, and my left hand picks up the rest of the chords. But later on, we realized that I could also use my stop. So I started giving concerts, and I remember that sometimes I would, I used to practice at least 4 hours a day, and there were times when my stop would bleed. In fact, I was giving a concert in Tennessee, and the moment I played my first piece, my stop started to bleed, and I was so nervous. But I prayed, and I'm glad that the Lord was there, and He helped me through it. Looking back now, I realize why He allowed me to go through all the tough times growing up. He wanted me to realize how much I need Him in my life and how important He is to me. During those times when I felt so all alone, He was there. He has never left me, and He is still there with me, and He has become my very, very, very best friend, and I don't know what to do without Him in my life. I have decided that I want to dedicate my life and all that I am to him and for his glory, I realized one thing. My stub, I was thinking it was cut just right. If it were any longer or shorter, then it would be hard for me to play the piano. I have an elbow joint right here, and I could not bend. But I was thinking if it were bendable, then it would be difficult for me to play the piano as well. And I have a fleshy protrusion right at the tip of my stub that's just the right size to hit one key. So having said that, I know without a doubt that I was created perfect after all. Let us always remember that each and every one of us is special in the Lord's sight. No matter who we are or what we are, we all are his children. We all are the apple of his eye. And he loves each and every one of us, and he wants us to share that love to the world. A few years ago, there were several people who wanted to introduce Mary Grace to the world. They told me that I could make a lot of money off my talent. I could make that much money that I could buy anything that I want. But in two conditions, I cannot talk about God nor the ministries that I'm involved in. I can only talk about Mary Grace and what Mary Grace can do. So I have to turn them down because I know that it's not about me now. It's about God. It's not about what I can do, but about what God can do through me. Let us always remember that everything that God allows to come our way is with a reason. He uses even the greatest error and the deepest hurt to mold us into persons of worth and value. I'm human. I'm not perfect. I get discouraged, frustrated, and there are times when I feel like giving up. But how could I give up to the one who has never given up on me? I know as long as I have God on my side, and I know as long as what I do makes him happy, in the end, it will be all worth it. And I hope that one day, when all is said and done, like Paul, I too could say, I have fought the fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Thank you, and may God bless us all. I will be sharing with you another DVD about Adopt a Minister International, and after that, my mom, Riva, will say something about the ministry.
Jesus, be my vision. thank you for having us here today. I normally do not come with Mary Grace because plane tickets are expensive. But when she told me she's going to Nebraska, I've never been, so I said, maybe I should go. That's why I'm here today. Have you ever volunteered to Jesus that you'll do anything for him? Maybe sometimes it altered your motive. I kind of did. 1998, my husband was sick with a malignant brain tumor. And so I told God, heal him, I'll do anything for you. He did not heal him. He healed him spiritually. I became angry with God, but not for long. I still get emotional about this. But because of my love for him, I told him I'll do anything for him. My widow's mite was giving my life insurance money, my husband's life insurance money, $350,000. Built a beautiful church in the Philippines. That's where I'm from. And I thought my job was done. He gave me a dream. And in the dream, I saw hundreds of babies, neglected, forsaken, naked. I didn't know what it was. It took 2 months before I figured out that they were the Seventh-day Adventist, hundreds of Seventh-day Adventist theology graduates in the Philippines, about 500 of them jobless. And I found out about that because I was trying to put a minister in the church I built. And that volunteering, like, I'll do anything for you, just don't send me to my neighbor, because I don't want to talk, you know. God gave me this job. At 2 o'clock every morning, I feel him standing by my side, waking me up, like, what are you going to do with my ministers? They got children, they have to have food to eat. And I said, leave me alone. I was like Ellen White. I would go away for several months. The Lord would wake me up 2 o'clock in the morning. I was a widow. I was sending my kids to college. Didn't have a job. I mean, I had a job, but I lost a good husband who made good money. But I said, okay, I'll do it. And through the help of the siblings and friends, I was able to put 50 adopted ministers with $120 a month. I would work with the conferences. But I had an excuse. I was working full-time. And I started having dreams that I was going to get sick. At the time, I was saying, if you really want me to do this, I need help. The Lord sent me Mary Grace, out of the blue. I don't know who she was. We met each other in Alexandria, Louisiana, where I live. I live in close to Baton Rouge. And right there, we bonded. She didn't want to go home. She's been living with me for 10 years now. So we've been doing Adopt a Minister for 10 years, and the Lord gave me another husband 4 years later who embraced these ministries. 3 years ago, our ministers started sending all these patients with all these horrible tumors, and we didn't have anything. We didn't know what to do, so we created Help the Needy. And this is where we are at now. We need about $45,000 to $50,000 a month. To keep these ministers going, we have 400 of them in our monthly payroll. When the market crashed in 2008, our donations went down. We were on 3ABN back in 2004, and we got most of our stuff from me, Mary Grace concert. But anyway, the Lord kept impressing me that there are still people who loves me and who knows I'm coming, and they'll just have to have faith to support the ministers. And I'm making this appeal to you. Because instead of terminating our ministers, I said, okay, go, Lord, I'm going to accept the challenge. Everyone who would apply, I will accept. There's no money. For the last 10 years, God did not make it easy. I'm sending checks for salaries to the missions without money in the bank. Literally, I could be put in jail anytime. But do you think that God ever allowed a check to bounce? Never. He would delay the checks from coming, a few little donations would come, and a check would clear. And one day, I went on vacation for like 2 weeks, and there was no money in the bank. And the Lord whispered to me, like, why don't you open an overdraft protection? And I did. For $20,000, we opened an overdraft protection. Sure enough, we came back, and two checks came in, and the overdraft protection covered it, and the Lord covered it too. What can you do for the Lord? You have a beautiful building. I've lived in America for 40 years. Loved. I was hoping to be retiring and not doing anything. And by the way, I became very ill with occupational asthma. I was working as a chemist, and all of a sudden, I'm dreaming every night I'm going to get sick. I think the Lord was trying to tell me, I want you to do this full time. So I got sick, and it just so happened that my company was downsizing to 500 less people. I was not the one that was going to be downsized, but there was no job for me. So I'm on long-term disability and social security disability, and 2 years later, this is just classified, my asthma left, as long as I'm not with the chemicals. So we're doing this full-time. We work this about 10, 12 hours a day. My husband, Mary Grace, and I, we made one of our rooms in our house, our office. And so we continue to pray and fast and pray that we will get funds to continue this work until the day Jesus comes, when he can will say, you can no longer do this. But as long as we are able to do it, our ministers are praying that the funds will come. And some of you receive those, wherever the flyers. Please don't throw them away. You probably don't have money now. Just put them close where you could see it. Pray about it, because you know what? The money is not going to come from your pocket. The Lord will give that money and multiply it, make sure you are provided for. He sure has provided for us. We do not get paid for doing this. This is our love project for God, because we love him so much. And when we have to send monthly checks, I don't even ask, like, do we have money in the bank? When I get conscious, like, do we have money in the bank? This one would say, don't be wiring any money right now or something. Don't even tell me, because I got to wire it. I got to mail checks. And you know what? The Lord is so faithful. He says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it's impossible to please him, right? So I'm going to please him all I want. Don't you want to please him? One of these days, they are Filipinos. Our 90%, 98% of Filipinos are Catholics. But we baptize about 40,000 every year in the Philippines. We have adopted ministers in Thailand, in Rwanda, if you've seen it. And we have four theology students right now from Laos, who are in the Philippines. And we're sponsoring their, because they want to go back home and preach the gospel. They said, Mom, our people are dying without knowing Jesus. I couldn't say no. And so I just said, God, my job is to spend, your job is to send. So I'm asking you to not throw this away. It might be a few months, a year from now, whatever. You just pray about it and say, God, you know, I really want to do this, but I don't know where the money is coming from. I know many of you have lost homes and jobs. We lost so many sponsors. Most of our, over 100 of our adopted ministers no longer have sponsors. But I told them, this is God's work. He is your number one employer, and he owns the cattle in 1,000 hills. So I'm asking you to keep this, and maybe I'll hear from Nebraska one day. And I will be praying that you all will be blessed. Thank you so much for having us.
Are you enjoying Mary Grace today? I sure am. I was privileged to see her last night. I was really touched by her testimony, what courage and what blessing God has given to gift her in the way that he has so that she can share. But that opportunity exists for all of us to give our hearts to God every day. I know I in my life has often said, God, I just don't feel like I'm doing hardly anything for you at all. I wish I could do something more. And we see this something more today. Each one of us can pray, and God can give us a dream in some way that we can do what we can. Riva didn't mention that they're going to have DVDs. They're DVDs, aren't they, Mary? Yeah, DVDs out in front. They go by the honor system, so that means that we're honoring Sabbath. You don't pay for them today, but you pick up or keep one of your little yellow sheets. The address is on there. Go ahead and take a DVD today, and so that you can enjoy it or share it, and then send the money for that DVD later. Is that how you do it, Mary? Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the offering. And if the DVDs are deacons, your DVDs now. If the deacons can come forward, and we'll accept the offering. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how big you are, for how awesome you are, for how much you care about everyone in the world, all of your children. We see that through this ministry today, that you are bigger than anything we can imagine. So today we are privileged to be part of your work in the smallest way or in the large way, and we know that you do not despise even the small gift. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us, and we just want to praise your name today. Amen. If you want to write a check, the information's up on the screen.
I know that he normally end at 12, but gonna play. Can I play one more piece before our closing song? I usually end the program with "To God be the glory," because I know without a doubt that I won't be able to play the piano without the Lord. So no matter what accomplishment I may have in this world, I definitely cannot take any credit out of it, because only God gets the honor and glory. And Romans 11:36 says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever."
please join in singing this closing song, What a Day That Will Be. Shall we stand?
Thank you for blessing us today with the talents and the ministry of Mary Grace and her mom, Lord. And I pray that you will bless them in their ministry as they go from this place and be with us as we go from this place. And not to forget about the things that we learned and saw today, Lord, but to take you with us and to put it on our hearts, the things that you want us to do for you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.